Saturday night, 8 p.m. from Indianapolis. It is the Big Ten title game. This game could have implications in the final rankings. Ohio State 11-1, Northwestern 8-4. With everything that's gone on, it's hard to believe that this Ohio State team is 11-1 and still has a shot to get in the college football playoffs. Go back to Urban Meyer's suspension, all the turmoil that's been there this year. But hey, the Buckeyes, you know, after going on the road, struggling at Maryland, only winning 52-51, and that's thanks to a failed two-point attempt by the Terps. Then they, before that, they lost at Purdue by 29 points. But guess what? They came alive in the big game against Michigan. They blew out the Wolverines 62-39. Dwayne Haskins had an outstanding day. And again, it's just with everything that's gone on around this Ohio State team, it's hard to believe they're still in there with a chance to go. Now, they've got to beat a Northwestern team that has four losses. They lost to Michigan by three, Notre Dame by 10. And the other two losses, though, they were bad, but we're accustomed to Northwestern having one or two bad losses every year. But, you know, usually it's not to Akron and Duke.
Right. Northwestern, they started 1-3, and they had those home losses to Akron and Duke, but they've won seven of their last eight to get in this position. Ohio State, Coach, you and I talked for weeks about something is amiss with the Buckeyes. We knew they had dissension. We had issues on the staff, internal issues, but maybe those issues are resolved because it sure looked like it in that rout of Michigan.
It certainly did. You and I both like Michigan's defense. We still do, but man, they looked pitiful against that Ohio State offense. It looked like that Ohio State was running in fourth gear and Michigan was stuck in first the entire game. When I look at this game, though, Mike, I see two teams that come in and. The ACC is a lot like this. You usually have a really good team playing a not-so-good team, and I think that's what we have here. I think we have Ohio State, which is a good football team. Take away everything that's gone on there this past season. Just look at their talent. Look at their performance. You know, they are a good football team. Better in Northwestern, in my opinion. But when you look at this title game, that almost seems like to be the history of this. You know, although several participants in the Big Ten title game have gone on to win to play in the playoffs, and some have won the national championship, Ohio State. But it's also a place where teams who thought they were going to get an easy win and go on to the playoffs or go on to the national championship game. Ohio State back in 2013, I believe it was, when Michigan State beat them. So it's not uncommon for the confident, better team to get beat in this game.
It's not. Last year, Wisconsin, they were unbeaten. And remember, if they win, there's no discussion of Alabama and Ohio State. Alabama's out because Wisconsin would have been an undefeated Big Ten champion. But Ohio State won. And you mentioned 2013, Ohio State, they were in position. All they had to do was win, and they get in the BCS title game. They lost to Michigan State, and Auburn went on to the title game. In this game, the Buckeyes are a two-touchdown favorite over Northwestern. Now, that's a big number, especially considering Northwestern hasn't lost by more than 14 all year. But the odds makers, they're well aware of the 2014 Big Ten title game. Remember when Ohio State came in with their third-string quarterback? They beat Wisconsin 59-0. They got in the college football playoff, and, of course, they went on to win it all.
And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on Inside the Numbers, brought to you by State Farm Insurance.